Hello and welcome to episode 251 of the Daily Brainwave. My name is Sean and I will be your host as we try and discover the most useful and interesting fact known to mankind. Find us online at dailybrainwave.com and contact the show via email, especially with your ideas right now for the upcoming listener theme week, at Sean, that's S-E-A-N, at dailybrainwave.com. Today we kick off our Joan of Arc theme week by visiting a broken France. Joan of Arc was born in a tough time in France's history. 1412 was not a banner year. The people were still recovering from the Black Death. The country was split, not just politically, but spiritually. The Hundred Years' War, a nearly century-long conflict with England, was in its 75th year. Just pause there for a second. 75 years at war with the same country. Henry V's famous Battle of Agincourt was about to take place just a few years later. That whole war was being fought on French soil. Both the British and the French hired mercenaries to pad out their forces, but after nigh on a century of conflict, both sides had pretty much run out of money to pay them, so the mercenaries turned to the raping and the pillaging of the land and its people. One reason the French government was bankrupt was that there were two French governments. Charles VI, a very, very insane king, left a mess when he was removed from the throne. Straight out of a George R.R. Martin book, a handful of parties claimed the throne. A handful of parties claimed the kingship. Kidnappings and assassinations and massacres of French against French ensued. Accusations of infidelity and illegitimacy. Eventually, this dueling of the French factions led to a sort of civil war. Remember, this is all happening within France, while the British were still waging the 100 Years' War against France. To make things even more fun in the world of the spiritual, three different people were claiming to be Pope of the Catholic Church. The Church had really backed itself into this corner. When the Cardinals convened in Rome to elect a new Pope in 1378, Italians filled the streets of the city demanding an Italian Pope. Fearful for their lives, the Cardinals indeed elected an Italian. Well, it turns out that Italian, Urban VI, really wasn't that great a person, and the Cardinals were so scared of him that they all ran away to France, and when they got there, they elected a new pope, Pope Clement VII. So both of these popes could claim legitimately to have been elected by the Cardinal Congress. Meanwhile, down in Spain, just to spice things up a bit, a guy calling himself Pope Benedict XIII was still making noise, even though he didn't really have any claim to the papacy. Disgusted by all this, some Catholics in England, and in what is today the Czech Republic, were leading a sort of proto-reformation a few hundred years before Martin Luther. This period for the church was so turbulent that it has become known as the Western Schism. Caught in the middle of all this were the everyday people. I mean, my heart goes out to these peasants who were just trying to do right by their country and their God. The French at this time, along with most of Europe, were deeply, deeply Catholic. I mean, just imagine your whole church being bickered over when you're just trying to go pray. Plus, you got your own country split and fractured and in civil war, and the British waging war against you and your friends and your neighbors, and honestly, the British were winning. When Joan of Arc was born, the English had the advantage in the Hundred Years' War. Their victory seemed inevitable. Little did they know, though, that in the small village of Domremy, far out of sight and mind from kings and fighting popes, a simple country peasant believed she was hearing voices from God. And these voices would lead her all the way from her small village to the court of a French king. Thanks for tuning in to episode 251 of the Daily Brainwave. Email the show with comments and suggestions and your ideas for the upcoming listener theme week at Sean, that's S-E-A-N, at dailybrainwave.com. Check out our website, dailybrainwave.com, where you can find sources and links for further information and reading about today's topic. And make sure you tune in tomorrow, when we see if Joan's cross-dressing would really have been that big a deal to 15th century French soldiers anyway.